exercise change.
Lots of people have a tendency to launch into action without having a specific goal or endpoint in mind. And as a result, what you often find that happens is down the track you end up questioning why it isn't they're even doing it in the first place. So in your opinion, how important is it to be clear about what you want to achieve before getting started?
It's essential. Now, I get it here all the time. I mean, we sell sports supplements here, and I'll often get guys come in, they want to talk to me or talk to Muzz about, well, what should I take? And the first thing is, what are your goals? So I ask two questions. First one is, what are your goals? And secondly, what is your diet now? What's your existing diet? So by getting the goals, and invariably I get an answer, I want to be 110 kilos lean.
Sure.
Okay, so you want abs, yes. Well, make your mind up. Do you want to be 110 kilos or do you want to have abs?
Sure.
Because you can't have both.
Yeah.
Not until you, okay? And then we work on the diet. And it's most guys have this picture they've seen. They've read a couple of muscle magazines, or some girls have read, they've looked at some aerobics queens and seen it, and I want to look like that.
Sure.
Well, that's the goal. Well, it's fine, but that's a 5-year process. And to look like that big guy there, you're going to have to take a shitload of steroids.
Yeah.
Because he's not natural.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so first thing is you've got to find out what the, then when you work backwards from that, you find out that they want to, you know, because I say, look, you know, most guys want to get in shape because they don't want to have to screw fat chicks. That's it. That's the bottom line for most guys. They want to have a greater choice of woman, and they don't want to be lumbered with the fat chicks. Girls are the same thing. They want to look good. Actually, girls are a wee bit different. Girls want to look good for other girls. Not that they're sexually interested. They compete more with other girls. They know that they don't have to look good to get guys, because they've got another attraction against guys.
Sure.
Okay, so they don't have, but they want to look good for other girls. They're very competitive, right? But they it's mostly for vanity. That's what drives most people. Right?
Yeah.
But whether they're going to acknowledge that until I put it to them is another question. And when I put it to them, most people acknowledge, well, that's the goal.
Right? Sure, even if they weren't aware of it themselves.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What do you find that happens with those people that have those big, vague kind of goals without modifying them? What do you tend to see that happens with those people?
They flounder. It's like a ship without a rudder.
Yeah,
they never stick with it. They don't, because unless you've got a goal or somewhere, how do you measure your success?
Right.
And it's only if you go to the gym, and I see it all the time. I see people at the gym and been going to the gym for 10 years, and I've seen them at different gyms, and I thought, you know, why do you bother? You haven't changed yet. You look like crap.
Yeah.
In 10 years, you haven't made any changes at all.
Sure.
I've seen you coming here, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, and you look like crap.
Yeah.
That's because they don't have a proper exercise routine, or their diet is crap, and usually their diet is crap.
Okay. So time spent at the front end of the process of change, as far as deciding what you want to do, then really planning for it, would be time well spent.
It would be, yeah. Just even to get a general idea of what you want.
Sure.
Most people don't decide they want to compete in a bodybuilding show, or they don't want to compete in a strongman show, or some people come to me because they're already cycling, or they're doing something, and they want a bit more strength, or they want better recovery.
Mm.
But most people just want to look better. That's the driving function. Okay, my doctor tells me I've got to lose weight because I'm going to have a heart attack, and while I'm at it, I might as well, if I'm going to put the effort in, then I might as well look good for doing it.